I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. A partly sunny sky in store for us today. We'll see a high around 75. Carbondale police continued their search for a person who fired shots yesterday afternoon in the northeast part of town. Officers say around 2 o'clock they received multiple calls of shots fired in the area of East Birch Street and North Marion Street. Police responded to the area and spoke with a victim who was not injured. Anyone with information is asked to call Carbondale Police at 549-COPS. One of the four finalists for the chancellor's position at SIU Carbondale has withdrawn from consideration. J.S. Jeff Elwell withdrew from the search because of his appointment as president of Eastern New Mexico University. Elwell just went through the interview process. The second candidate is in town this week. Oakland University President George Hind will have his public forum tomorrow at Morris Library's Guyon Auditorium. The other two finalists, Interim Chancellor Brad Caldwell and University of Alabama Vice President for Research and Economic Development Carl Pinkert, have their interviews next week. A pair of Illinois state senators is pushing to fight what they say is discrimination in car insurance pricing. Brian Mackey explains.
The effort follows an investigation by Consumer Reports and ProPublica that found people in minority neighborhoods pay up to 30% more than drivers in white areas, even when they have the same accident risk. Tanya Watkins is with the Chicago activist group Soul.
Families in low-income communities need that 30% to put food on the table. They don't need to give it to an insurance company as an additional tax for being poor and black.
Watkins was speaking at a news conference in support of legislation to prohibit discrimination by zip codes. That's being added to a bill that would bar insurers from using credit scores to set rates. But the Illinois Insurance Association says more drivers get lower rates because of credit scores than the other way around, and that discrimination based on address, race, and other factors is already prohibited. I'm Brian Mackey.
Billionaire venture capitalist J.B. Pritzker is headed out across the state. Yesterday, he played up his admiration for entrepreneurship during a visit with the University of Illinois. Pritzker answered questions about student loan debt, saying graduates launching their own business should be given more time to pay back loans.
The idea that if you'll go be part of a startup enterprise or start up your own enterprise, that we ought to give you a grace period from having to pay your student debt. Because it strikes me that we want to create jobs in this state. Startup and small businesses are the ones that are creating most of the jobs.
Pritzker's own company invests in fast-growing technology companies, and he led a group that founded Chicago's nonprofit digital startup incubator, 1871. Pritzker is a part of a field of at least five Democrats hoping to unseat Republican Governor Bruce Rauner next year. I'm Jennifer Fuller.